One of Notre Dame's famous football backfields was known as the Four Horsemen. The name came from the sixth chapter of Revelation. Those men saw much action, and the main action of the book of Revelation begins with chapter 6. Remember now that the believers have been raptured and rewarded. In chapters 4 and 5, we saw scenes in heaven. Now, in chapter 6, we see scenes on earth. Up until now, God's throne has been one of grace. Now it's one of judgment. The 70th week of Daniel's prophecy is about to begin. It's a seven-year period that's divided in half. The first half is called the beginning of sorrows. The second half, the great tribulation. I shall never forget one sunny summer afternoon when I was a boy. It was a beautiful, quiet, lovely day. Suddenly, the thunder began to roar. The sun was still shining, but I heard thunder. Quite suddenly, the skies darkened, and a tornado struck our city and nearly destroyed it. It was announced by the thunder. Here, in chapter 6, the thundering voice speaks of the smashing storm of God's judgment. Let's look in awe to the seven seals. The first seal is found in Revelation 6, verses 1 and 2. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Who's the first rider? Is it Christ? He's on a white horse. He's wearing a crown, and he's going forth conquering. No, it's not Christ. It's the devil's Christ, the Antichrist. But you ask, isn't white the symbol of purity? It is. But in speaking to the hypocrites, Christ called them whited sepulchres. What's a hypocrite? A pretender. What's the Antichrist? A false Christ, the devil's Christ. But you ask, what about the expression of going forth conquering? The Antichrist will go forth to bring in a reign of peace on earth, a golden age, the millennium. It will be his cunning scheme for bringing in a mock millennium, one without Christ. This rider sheds no blood. He comes with a bow, but with no arrow. He offers peace. Our Lord said, "I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. But if another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive." The world that has rejected God's Christ will receive the devil's Christ. He'll offer the world peace. But there can be no peace without the Prince of Peace. Let's look at the second seal. It's found in verses 3 and 4. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Doesn't the Bible say, when they shall say peace and safety, sudden destruction cometh upon them? The effort to bring peace apart from the Prince of Peace shall fail. For the rider of the red horse speaks of bloody warfare. The devil in Revelation 12:3 is called the Red Dragon. And in speaking of him, our Lord said he was a murderer from the beginning. At first, the Antichrist seems to be a man of peace, but he is not. He carried a sword. The word for sword here signifies a knife. It's the kind of a weapon that can be hidden beneath the coat. This red horseman not only represents nations rising against nations and kingdoms rising against kingdoms, but also races fighting races, classes fighting classes, religions fighting religions, as in a civil war. Ezekiel, in speaking of that time, said, "Every man's sword shall be against his brother." Now, the third seal, verses 5 and 6. "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.'" As the third seal is open, we see the same rider on a black horse. But this time, he doesn't carry a weapon. What is he carrying? A pair of scales. What's the significance? The balances, like the black horse, speak of famine. Worldwide famine follows a worldwide war. The people beat the plowshares into swords. That's good for fighting, but not for food. So the famine followed the fighting. When our Lord said in Matthew 24 that there'd be wars and rumors of wars with nations rising against nations, he added, "There shall be famine." Here we see a fierce famine. They're selling a measure of wheat for a penny. The measure is about 2 pints. In days of old, it was considered a man's ration for a day, and the penny was considered a day's pay. Think of it, a man having to work a full day for just enough food to keep himself alive, with nothing to give to his wife and his children. Oh, he could buy 3 measures of barley. Then he could share this inferior food with his family. But then he couldn't buy anything else. He'd have just enough to keep body and soul together, semi-starvation. What of the rich? Oh, they'll have the oil and the wine. The poor will become poorer, and the rich will become richer. My friend, wouldn't you rather be with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven? You have a choice to make, to be saved or to be lost, to be a child of God or a child of the devil. And you have to make a choice, and you must make that choice now. You will choose to become a Christian, won't you? Then receive Christ right now.